Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which fictional... Whoa, my words didn't work there.
Whoa! Easy! Whoa. No,
sorry,
oh, Nelly!
Full of so much coffee. Where we ask the important questions like, which fictional character who doesn't have a horse should have a horse?
Okay, well, it's very simple because you got to think about like...
It's immensely simple.
It's a simple equation. You guys got to think about like a horse and how magical they are and what they will bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And well, like, is there anything a horse can't do? No. So I think the person who probably needs a horse the most...
Yeah.
Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, so he can give that horse some armor because that's unfortunately what a horse doesn't have.
That is the one thing a horse is missing.
We earlier claimed that a horse was perfect. Nay, we were incorrect. Horses lack built-in armor.
When you say Tony Stark, you said Tony Stark, not Iron Man, and the idea of him just needing one for his lab is good.
Need someone to test on, you know.
Need to test this horse gun.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, he has a dodgy heart.
Yeah.
And what has a big heart but a horse? So you need to maybe do some experiments.
That's some sound logic.
Also, Jackson.
Like, imagine a horse with an arc reactor.
Yeah.
That's good. Now we're torturing the horse. Not just giving an arm away, upsetting it. Tony Stark, morally gray area.
Yes, he is.
Not great man.
Okay, so again, it's
horse.
Like...
horse.
Right. So it's Tony Stark, that other lad, he was there. They all both get captured by terrorists. They're
the
all
ten
in
rings have ten Tony rings. Stark and his mate in the
yep.
in
Tony
the
Stark, a mate, and a sneaky horse is also there.
Tony
Stark is like, well, I just can't operate on myself because, ooh, that's bad. And I can't operate on old mate there because of ethics. This horse.
Maybe Tony Stark, he survives, he's fine in the explosion, but the horse has shrapnel in its heart.
Yeah.
And Tony's like, oh no. And so instead of making himself an arc reactor, instead of Tony Stark becoming Iron Man, he makes an iron horse.
Yeah.
Iron horse.
Okay, so Tony Stark needs a horse because then it saves him from the explosion that puts shrapnel in his heart, and then he can turn this horse
and
into
now
a
he has a life debt to the horse.
Yeah.
So he has to use his science to keep that horse alive
so, like,
at all times.
A Han Solo Chewbacca.
Yeah. But the more pure.
The missile is about to hit one of the many horses trained for this exact situation, leaps in front of it and takes the missile for Tony. Tony is then like, oh my God, gets captured by the Ten Rings. He's in his cell. He knocks on the cell next to him and that guy's like, yeah, I've also been captured. He knocks on the other one and he hears a weak and he's like, I gotta save that fucking horse.
It'll save my life.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because fast forward to the end of Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Iron Horse.
Okay, go out here. Here's going to be the lie about the horse. Okay.
Wow. It's just a bodyguard or whatever. I don't know who this horse is. It's just weird. Yeah, that's my horse.
And then he gets there. He looks down at the piece of paper that says, it's just my horse. It is Iron Horse.
Whoa! And then you get this lovely pull-out shot of this horse trying to balance on a donut or whatever.
Yeah. It's very funny to imagine that scene in Iron Man 1 where Iron Man in the Mark 1 armor bursts out and scares all of the Ten Rings guys, but it's a fucking horse. Oh my God, he armored up the horse. Oh my God. None of us. That's such a hard thing to do in secret.
Mm. What you know, when Tony Stark is using the Iron Man suit and he's kind of like got his
he's figuring it out. Yeah.
He's figuring out like he's like, oh shit! Oh, he's like he's basically just slipping all over the place in midair. Now imagine that on four hooves.
Wow. How Okay, let's put ourselves in the in Tony's rocket boots.
Yes.
Where, how do you test it? Do you go a rocket on each hoof, or do you put one rocket on one hoof and you just dial it to the gentlest thing so the horse is going to balance a little bit? Get it used to that. My fear is that you do all four hooves, you accidentally turn it up to like 11 and it just shoots out the window to sea and you're like, oh no.
I think that'd be a lot of
starting.
Remember
what happens? When Tony's testing his own Iron Man suit originally.
No, remind me.
So he turns it on and shoots him into the ceiling and then he falls onto the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Crack! Imagine. My God, it's neck.
It's like it's big, thick neck.
With like just the front toe but not the back toe.
Flips, lands on its spine. Oh my God. Pebble Tony Puss coming down and being like, you've killed so many horses, Tony. I can perfect it, Papa!
It's not even the first horse.
Let's just try the back two.
Imagine Tony Stark running down the road as a horse propelled by its back leg.
It's like its
front
legs.
Yeah, being like, fuck.
It's front legs. Just like freaking out.
Oh my God, come back before the government sees.
The government want this.
You know, Tony.
Iron Man 2 doesn't happen because the government are like, no.
We don't need that. Tony, horses are, we can use,
we've got a car.
I mean, Tony, if you try putting that suit on a man.
What?
No, it's so dangerous.
That's fucked
it's
up.
It's so
this
unsafe.
Horse needs it. Look at its heart. Or lack thereof.
It's sick, Tony.
Come
it's
on.
It's sick from the arc reactor. You've got to stop this.
Can horses throw up?
I don't know. I'm finding out more and more that fewer and fewer animals can throw up than I thought they could. You know, rats can't.
What?
Why not?
Rats can't throw up. That's why rat poison works. Because a rat eats the rat poison, can't get rid of it. That's why we can eat rat poison.
Dogs, though, can't eat rat poison. And dogs can throw up.
Don't eat rat poison.
But I can. I will be okay.
No. You don't eat rat poison. Jackson can eat rat poison.
Yeah, I'll be all right if I have just a little bit.
What happens if you eat rat poison?
It's poison.
You're okay.
No, I know it's poison, but what
you
actually
get poisoned,
happens?
You vomit, you're good.
You got it out. You got a bit of a taste. You're like,
you know
that's
like,
been good.
You know when cyanide has never killed anyone?
Yeah.
Because you have some, it's poison. You throw it up. And you're done.
That's why never the rats die. Anybody. They can't get rid of it.
Although, isn't cyanide an extra strong
it's
poison?
It's not rat poison.
No, there's no cyanide in rat poison.
I can eat rat poison.
They don't just sell cyanide
over the counter.
I'm not
going to eat rat poison, but I can eat rat poison.
What if one day you did?
Well, if that eventuality happens, I'm ready for it. Okay?
It's easy. Step one, eat the rat poison.
Yeah.
Step two, throw up.
Step one, find some rats in need of protecting. Step two, say, not today, eat the rat poison. Step three, give the rats a little thumbs up, go vomit in the backyard.
I can spew, it's okay.
I can throw this up, you can't. That's right.
And then they eat your vomit and then they die anyway.
Oh, no! My rats! They're my rats now. Yes.
What about the rat from Ratatouille? He could go with a horse.
He could go with a horse. That's true. I thought you were going to be like, he could eat rat poison.
He could eat rat poison.
Does he throw up any point in Ratatouille? Man, that's a real risk. Rat poison must still smell good to Remy the rat.
Yeah.
He must like if they put rat poison in the kitchen.
Why are you going to put this Ratatouille?
Have you tried this? Ooh. Remy, that's rat poison.
No, but
I smell it and see the color.
Yeah. Come on, it smells real good.
Imagine that scene where he's like, okay, to his big fat brother. He's like, okay, you get a strawberry and you get some rat poison. Put these in your mouth. What does it taste like? Remy, I can't throw up. None of us can. Oh, no.
Actually,
I think a big plot point of Ratatouille is he knows the smell of rat poison. That's his job in the hive or whatever.
Yes.
The hive of rats.
The rat hive. Yeah. How does Iron Man 3 play
queen?
Out? The queen rat was Remy's rude, mean dad.
Remy had a horse, though. Imagine all the cooking he could do.
Oh, the horse meat he could slice up and fry.
Okay, so Jackson, can you describe your favorite video on the internet to me, please?
The video is, and everybody should look this up, you know, right now if you can. Open a new tab.
Don't close this. Keep the tab open.
Get the video up for you on YouTube. Horse eats baby chicken. It's a horse and it's snuffling around with its foul horse lips. And there's a little baby chicken cheeping away. And the horse is gobbling, terrifying, livery mouth, like a fucking spider, crawls over to the baby chicken and it goes cheep, cheep, cheep. Because the horse has consumed the chicken whole. And the moment you watch this video, it's like you've stepped out of Plato's cave and you're like, the covenant of the farm is no more. There are no rules. A horse can eat a baby chicken. God is dead. You know?
Sir,
well, yes, but like again.
Baby chicken, about the same size as a rat.
Yeah. Remy is like, let me get in your help.
But Remy can crawl on said horse.
Yeah, but Remy, if Remy wants to cook, and Remy gets in the mane of a horse. And then that horse approaches a French restaurant. And he's like, they're going to be like, I don't know what's happening.
I'm going to say, I think of all the kicks it could do. I'm going to shoot that horse.
Bonjour, el horse. Why are you at my restaurant?
Un horse? Why?
Police?
No.
Ding. Close the door.
But yeah, so by Iron Man having a horse.
Iron Man
think
3.
About how high he could get.
He could get the maximum height Iron Man could get now and then a horse's height.
Exactly.
That's pretty, it's worth it.
Imagine Avengers, right, where he is rocketing into space. Now imagine that on the back of a terrified horse.
But imagine it's just the horse and Tony's down on the ground like, you're saving the world, horse.
That's right. Oh, because, yeah, he wouldn't
Tony
need
doesn't
an iron
learn a lesson.
Yeah,
Tony would just doesn't be like, do self-sacrifice.
No, the horse Tony does.
He could just be like, ah, oh, yes, no, I have this horse, but also have... He's basically like, hey, you know you could have a drone, right? Yeah, but what if
check
the drone
horse
was
out?
No, it's less complicated than a drone. It's like, what if you had a catapult that shot a horse?
I'm just loving in Iron Man 3 where Tony's like, come attack my... I'm Iron Man, yeah, 10 rings or whatever, the Mandarin, come fight me. He's just like, come fight my horse.
Yeah, that's right. We got a horse.
We got a horse. Come fucking kill it. I don't give a shit. Horse. And then they come and destroy his horse, who is, let's not forget,
a horse.
Just a horse. Uh-huh. Man, uh-huh. Hey, so at the end of Iron Man 1, does Nick Fury come to Iron Man and is like, I'm making an initiative, an Avengers initiative, and I need your horse? Or is he like, no, thank you?
Just like how the military probably don't want Iron Horse, neither do the Avengers.
Do they make a horse machine?
Iron Horse and Horse Machine, famously based off Iron Man and Man Machine.
I guess it could just be a horse who is also called War Machine. I suppose that's possible.
Exactly. Yeah, we wanted to call it War Horse, but that was taken.
Yeah, that was the name of
Spielberg was waiting outside shaking his contract.
I will sue the US military if you name that horse in armor War Machine. I mean, War Horse.
What do you want, Spielberg?
Spielberg. The US military is absolutely at the whims of Steven Spielberg. It's true.
He runs Hollywood.
Yeah.
And who runs the government? Hollywood.
Steven Spielberg runs the government.
They don't just green light ET unless you've got your fingers in the right pies.
Look, fair enough.
The idea of ET being such, like, if any other director brought this script to Hollywood,
I would have been laughed out of the room.
Are you kidding me? An alien and a boy? And the alien eats Reese's Pieces? Get out of my
room. You shut the fuck up. I've put on a blacklist. Do not work with this idiot.
Thinks E.T. is good.
So yeah, so I think a horse, especially like an emotional support horse.
Yeah.
For Tony Stark.
He could do with that. That's true.
Like, that'd be pretty good for him, especially when he goes off the rails and starts, you know, hitting the booze pretty hard.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A horse is calming, but also frightening. Keeps you on the edge.
Yeah,
keeps
you on
your toes.
Imagine that party scene where, like, you know, like Tony Stark is like throwing like bottles up and blasting them. What if he's now instead playing a simple game of catch with the horse, and the horse is blasting it? I assume the reactor is out of its mouth.
Yeah,
where is it shooting? Where's
I can't stop
from?
Imagining every villain. So every Iron Man villain is someone trying to replicate the Iron Man armor. Does that mean in Iron Man 2,
no, Iron Man 1, Ironmonger?
Is he like it's a Clydesdale? It's a bigger horse.
Yeah, it's a big Clydesdale. Yeah,
and then Tony Stark and
an upside down face. What's his name?
Obadiah
again?
Stone.
Obadiah Stane.
Stane.
Yeah. He's like.
Oh, wait. Or is it Stone?
That's Stone.
No, it's Stane.
Oh, the people will decide.
It's Obadiah Stane.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, yeah.
Stained.
So, yeah, there'll be like a nice horse. Oh.
But
what's
I'm
happened to Stane?
It's a song called.
I don't know.
Well, while you think of that, I want everyone to imagine the Clydesdale and our Iron Horse fighting.
Yeah,
it's been a while, Stained.
I don't know. I'm here to tell you, Dusha, I am not on the same page as you right now.
I'm also kind of confusing them with Hootie and the Blowfish right now.
Oh, man, that's another band name that I know but don't know any of their songs.
Yeah. What about the Whiplash Horse?
That's just a horse who's thrown their rider off and stolen a crop to electrify.
I kind of imagine the whip coming out of the horse's forehead.
Like a unicorn.
Yeah, but a flaccid
flaccid
one.
Unicorn. the mystical floppy unicorn.
Are we calling him Whiplash? No.
No. Horse-lash.
Yeah,
does that mean after Endgame, it's like instead of when the horse sacrifices itself by doing the click, is it like proof Tony Stark's horse has a heart?
Proof that Tony Stark had a horse.
They put the gems like encrusted on its muzzle and it just stamps its hoof.
One stamp for yes, two stamps for no.
Do you want to bring everyone back?
No! The horse turned evil on us.
Than horse.
It's funny as well. I mean, like, the horse turned evil on us or doesn't understand the system.
Wait, did we teach it English?
The horse just manifesting hay and eating the hay. Damn it! Why didn't we give it to any of the human beings on the Avengers?
It's good when the horse stamps a bunch, hay appears and eats the hay, and then just basically explodes.
It's just like every time it stamps its hooves, just like, where are they on there? And Titan just becomes nice and greener. And like, you know, a sexy lady horse just pops into existence.
It's making itself a field to stay in. It's building itself a fence. Why?
It just like manifests a farmer.
What? Why does the horse want this?
I just checked. It's been a while. Is Stained.
That's good to know. Hooray! Hurrah! Oh, be still my beating heart.
On the tip of all our tongues.
Okay. Well, yes. Iron Horse.
2001. Right.
A fantastic horse, but there must be other people that need horses out there.
No.
Yeah. All right. So
yeah. I'm listening.
We've covered the Avengers and how much better everything would be if
there was a horse involved.
If Iron Man was a horse.
Yeah. Yes.
But Tony Stark was also, you know, he were there.
What just happened? Roughly seconds ago. Yeah.
Remember the start of this? I do. And what I'm saying is, it's been a while. What I'm saying is that, yes, good. But what if instead Dracula had a horse?
Oh, a bitey horse. Mm.
Is the horse Dracula? Because we seem to be confusing had a horse with was a horse. And I'm happy to explore both.
Jackson.
Yeah.
If Dracula has a horse, a regular horse, you know what horses famously are full of?
Meat.
Close.
Apples.
No.
They've just eaten apples.
You were closer the first time.
Guts.
Close.
Blood.
Yeah.
Dracula loves that shit.
So he'll drink some of that, then it's not Dracula has a horse. Dracula now is a vampire horse.
What?
If he's like loves his horse, because you know it's his horse, of course he would. Yeah. He's gonna be like, well,
Name one man that has a horse and doesn't love
his
horse. Exactly. The best thing for the inside of a man is the outside of a horse. Absolutely. Ronald Reagan. He fucking said that. It's great. Anyway.
Bless you, Ronald Reagan.
So yeah, if he loves his horse, as I assume Dracula would, old mate Vlad, he'd be like, well, I know I'm immortal and my horse is slowly getting older.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop that and
keep this horse
I've got
young
my
forever.
My brides of Dracula. I also have my horse of Dracula.
Dracula's steed.
Yeah, you know that scene in Dracula the book where whatever his name is Van Helsing?
Yeah.
Is in bed and the three brides of Dracula appear to him. That, but it's a horse at the end of his bed. That is way scarier.
Reverse Godfather.
Yeah. No, Reverse Godfather is if you leave a human head in a horse's bed and a horse does not react because it doesn't know what that means.
My horse
gets his leathery lips.
Ew, it's sucking the saliva off it for moisture. That sounds like I discovered it and I'm not being helpful.
Oh,
there's a head in here. Ew.
The horse is licking it.
It's licking it. Jackson, have you called the cops? No. How long have you been out here? Like 20 minutes.
It's yuck.
The horse is getting its tongue on his tongue.
Whose head is that? Whose horse is this?
Where am I? Jackson, let me in here.
3 a.m. You know that, right? What? So, I'm out here longer than I thought.
Does Dracula horse also have to stay in a coffin? Can a horse get into a coffin? How big is that coffin?
If you get
what
a horse,
what do you do with a dead horse?
You know when a horse goes on its hands and knees.
What do you do with a dead horse?
You chop it up for glue. Come on.
Yeah, but what if you want to be respectful?
Glue and dog food.
No, if you want to be respectful of a horse.
No, because like if you've got a pet horse and it dies,
bury it in a very big hole.
Surely that just seems.
No, you know a horse can lie down. You know, it goes on its belly.
Yeah.
That, and you just have the coffin be very big.
Thick
it's
coffin.
A thick coffin, and then you got to get a bulldozer to push it.
Oh, you're going to have to explain, like, all right, horses. Okay, things you need to know. One, sunlight, bad. Two, crosses.
Oh, horses are not going to understand that. This horse is sad and cold all the time.
It goes outside and skin falls off.
Someone does, like, the sign of the cross, and the horse is like...
I don't know why, but I hate that.
That's worse.
You taught it religion a bit.
You got a Dracula, just sign of the cross, and it's like, and then that's fine. That's less scary. But if you've got a horse that is like, hates you
because
you're doing a hand gesture, that makes me more scared.
Yeah. But horses... Or is it we'll just with... panic. Dracula's just going to be like, I don't like that. Well, he'll be a bit more afraid. But
Dude, that's not cool.
That. I like to imagine that it has the same effect as giving someone the middle finger when you're in primary school.
Come on.
I'm dobbing.
Dracula, please don't.
Come on.
No, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to. I meant to give you the finger, just a pointer.
Okay,
that makes sense.
You're right.
Don't
be a dibba dobber.
I'll do.
You'll go to hell.
I'll do a favor for you. Our secret.
Do you remember that I'll be your best friend as a bargaining
chip? No, don't tell.
I'll be your best friend. That's not a foundation for a friendship.
Although...
Why are you and Dusha such good friends, Jackson? Oh, I was going to daub on him, but I didn't. And here we are.
And then I'm behind you, but like, don't tell!
You daubed! I don't have to be your friend anymore!
Oh,
fuck!
15 years down the drain.
I can't stop imagining this horsula.
Yeah.
Or Dracula horse.
Dracula horse.
Dracula horse getting no pointy teeth.
Yeah, because it's... Dracu-man.
Yeah.
Dracu-horse.
Manula.
Okay, horsula.
Yeah, I like horsula. So, yeah, like got gumming you?
Well, no, just because like a horse's teeth are disturbingly flat.
Well, yeah, but also so are ours.
Yeah.
What do horse's teeth look like? Can you look it up?
Can we see a horse's teeth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
We encourage everyone at home to do the same thing.
You got the horse eating the chicken on loop? Go to horsesteeth.com.
Oh, no. Oh,
fuck that. Now, imagine those horse teeth, but fine.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Also, hey, plumbing is sweet as a summer breeze and all, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Maybe you wish we'd stop talking about superheroes and Star Wars and dog dicks and instead sort out which kind of frog is the superior frog or what would be the best kind of metal to be crushed under. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Shut Up A Second, a nonsense podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
That's abominable.
Okay, so to anyone who doesn't have access to the internet currently, first of all, sorry to hear that. Second of all, imagine an old lady's teeth falling out because they're fake teeth.
Jesus, it's like a
but
shovel.
That's what
it's
horses
like a fucking
look like.
Shovel. Oh, I hate it so much.
Show us again.
I feel like as well.
Yes! That's so awful.
A horse's gum is huge. Yeah. It's mostly gum and then a little bit of tooth. And I imagine if that stabbed me in, say, the wrist, it would go through my hand.
Why is a horse eyes is closed? It look-
He's looking happy.
That horse looks like it's going good. That's
great. Guess the horse is going to have to really go for the neck or probably go for a chest bite. That's going to suck.
Well, you know what's good about
but it's horse. It's hard. It's real easy and big to get.
That's true. To stake a horse. And you can just feed a horse garlic. You don't know. You're like, hey, eat this. The horse is like, sweet. And then it dies. And you're like, job well done.
Cop that horsula now to find mancula.
Also, I think we've been trained since our youth to feel the horse's bite. So we're kind of prepared. I don't like being at the front or back of a horse.
Charlie horse? Is that what scared you of a horse?
No.
Is that what they're called?
This is something that I brought up on a Shut Up a Second, okay? Uh-huh. And I think it's pertinent at this moment.
Cross-show referencing.
Uh-huh. The first interaction we have with a horse is they're like, give it a carrot.
Uh-huh.
But they're like, keep your hand flat because the horse will bite your fingers off. No other animal gets that treatment. You meet a dog for the first time, no one's like, don't look like a piece of meat. Dogs are unpredictable, but they're like, horses are fucking crazy. It'll eat your hand. So we're prepared for a horse's bite.
Does the horse...
Sorry. No, we're not. That's not preparing for a bite. It's like, hey, do it like this, because if you go like this, that's wrong.
Yeah, but that, I mean, the horse will get you. This gentle creature will eat your hand.
Your first interaction with a dog when you're little is probably also don't put your hand in its mouth.
Yeah,
don't
that's
punch
different.
The dog in the back of the neck.
Don't put your hand in the dog's mouth is more reasonable than don't make your fingers look like carrots.
Jackson,
horses are crazy.
Jackson, when you're putting a carrot in a horse's mouth, what are you doing?
You
with
leave
your hand,
flat because you're terrified.
You're basically putting your hand in its mouth as your first interaction.
You're leaving your palm open. You're looking away because you don't want to see it happen. Shaking in your boots, heart going a million miles a minute. You've got the horse's foul, leathery caterpillar lips. Blah, blah, up your arm.
Are you expecting people to hear this and find it relatable?
Do you hate horses? I hate horses' mouths, certainly.
Look at that.
I think everybody listening agrees with me in this moment.
Mm.
Yeah.
That our first interaction with a horse is fearing a horse.
We're taught to fear horses.
We're taught that our fingers look like carrots.
We're taught that horses...
are taught to fear horses. No, because also like a horse kick to the back of the head.
Yeah.
Not great.
Not only are they like, a horse will eat your hand. They're like, if you go behind a horse, it'll just kick you. It'll just kick you. Horses are unpredictable
and
terrifying.
Horses are like, they're a beast we've trained, but we've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Don't stand behind a moving car.
Yeah, that's different. Nobody says don't stand behind a dog or a cat or
also,
a cow even.
Yeah.
When they're like feet
you probably
eat.
Shouldn't stand behind
nobody
a cow.
Every time, first time I fed a cow, they were like, here's some corn, go nuts.
Here's the corn, go nuts. Punch that cow in the back of the neck.
Ride it, who cares?
Great to imagine, like, here's some corn, go nuts. And I, as like a 5-year-old, just walk into a herd of cows, never to be seen again. Corn extended, like the Olympic torch.
Dun, 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 dun.
As the cows fold around me. Like the sea.
Dun, 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 dun.
What happened to Jackson? Cows got him. No one warned him. He wasn't adequately warned. Now he exists within the cows.
Maybe they might have ate him. We don't
they,
know.
Maybe they ate him. The herd's never separated enough for us to find out.
Our
I
going
like to think
theory,
he's still
you know
there.
How Mowgli was raised by wolves.
He's currently being raised
by cows.
Rumor has it, legend has it, that if you crouch down and look in the cow's legs, you'll see his legs too. For he is amongst them. The forever herd. One day you see a big, I'm like 40, big kelp corn in hand, climb out. I've been in there for years. Cow realm. What if you became their king?
What if you gave a cow a horse?
I think they'd become fast friends.
Yeah, they would. I think they'd enjoy
it. Cows and horses typically friends.
Well, they if they
so.
Know each other, they're neighbours.
Yeah.
I think I've seen.
I need to find out.
I know definitely like horses and goats.
Yeah, I've seen a horse and a cow
and
hang out.
Horses, friends.
I don't think naturally they're friends.
I've only seen the wild. I mean, they might get.
Have I seen The Wire?
In the Wild.
Oh, In the Wild, yes.
Yeah. Oh, they are friends grazing peacefully together.
There you go.
So I think, you know, they'd be all right with it. So, but no, with Horsula,
yeah.
Does he also get some of the powers of Dracula, like, sorry, Humanula?
Sorry, yeah. I just need to drop with one last thing on cows and horses. Yeah. When I typed in, are cows and horses friends?
Yeah.
The first suggestion were, are cows and horses related? And that's funny.
They've both got four legs and a head.
They both eat hay, I think.
I see hooves on all of them.
Related how? Brothers and sisters?
They're cousins.
All boys married? Are horses and girls are cows.
Simple as that.
Married. Yeah, cows are horses, aunties.
Cows married.
But does the Horsula have the same kind of foibles and powers as Manula? Yeah. With that, like, so can turn into fog. Can turn into bats, can't cross like running water.
It really rubs me the wrong way to imagine an animal turning into another animal. Yeah. Seems really wrong. For,
like,
a horse becoming
just
a wolf. Wow, get me out of it.
Just that, a swarm of rats. What's the horse thinking?
I am many now.
Oh no, we are tiny.
Well, the horse is probably thinking it's still a horse regardless.
I am many little horses.
The world got real big and I got many.
That horse is never reconstituting because it doesn't have enough wherewithal to bring the rats back
Several
together.
Several rats go that way, others go the other
That's
way.
That's just that horse is rats forever.
Or some rat, say you can hear the little rats neigh to this day.
Slam it with a meat tenderizer.
The horse's fog coming across a running river.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's true. Horses can't come inside as well unless you invite them in.
Mr. Horse, come in.
Which, you know, kind of we have that rule now.
Yeah, that's the current situation with horses.
If one of my friends rocks up with a horse,
yeah,
I'm not letting the horse in unless he...
But if a horse wants it in your house, it'll get in your house.
Oh, yeah, good point.
If you open the door and there was a horse there and you're staring square at its chest and then it takes a step forward, nobody is brave enough to put their hands on the chest and try and push the horse back. You're going to step aside and be like, Mikasa Tsukasa, my equine friend.
And then it's going to bite my chest and suck my blood.
Make it a bowl of cereal and just stand in the kitchen nervously as the horse is like...
So that photo of the horse teeth that we still have open.
Yes.
Do horse have bottom teeth?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah. I thought they did.
Oh, God. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Oh, what's that picture? That's the last thing I'll ever see. That's a guarantee. For those playing along at home... It's like it's a picture of a horse's mouth coming towards your head. It's heinous. They've got zombie mouths. I'm learning so much about horses today. So much I didn't want to know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, because when Dracula bites on you, worst case scenario, he's taking out a little bit of flesh and sucking your blood. A horse can do a lot of damage with that mouth.
Oh, yeah. You know, like the classic, like somebody has a scarf around their neck and it falls away and there's two little like fang points. There's just a big meaty bite. The horse one got me.
No neck.
The horse one got me, just no shoulder.
Also, it's good for Dracula. So if, say, Van Helsing does go to stake Dracula, he's going to hit the horse's like leg because Dracula is going to be on a horse.
Yeah, I'll get you, Dracula. I'm up higher than you expected.
I'm on the horse, you fool. Oh, no, but the horse is dead.
If it's still a regular horse, then yes.
Like, yeah. Okay, staking a Dracula or a man with enough force, I mean, it's like, look... Are horses' bones stronger than a man's?
Yeah,
I want to say yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Jackson.
I want to clarify.
If I gave you one chance to stake a man in the heart, do you reckon you could nail it or would you miss?
How big's the stake? Is this like a shotgun of a stake?
No, it's the same, like...
Is your heart there?
Yeah, I reckon they probably would have got it.
Yeah.
Wait, is a horse's heart also on the left?
Well, I was wondering that, or is a horse's heart under its chest?
Yeah.
Hey, what's...
Where's a horse's heart?
Do horses have... This is a very stupid question.
Yes, they have hearts.
No, do they have two chests?
What?
So man, looking at a diagram, I would not have guessed that's where its heart
was. So you've got from neck to legs, chest, but also from legs to other
that's
legs.
That's its belly.
That's its...
But its heart's there.
But its heart's in the middle...
So is a heart, is a horse's heart in its stomach?
They don't call a chest because that's where the heart is. Do they?
I don't know.
Don't they call it because where its rib is?
Yeah.
So then, like, it's like front neck bit. That's not its chest. That's its.
Is that all neck?
Yeah.
Is that all? What is a horse? Oh, no, fellas. What is a horse? This
Looking at a diagram.
I don't need to know what's in a horse as much as I'm learning right now.
You need to know everything.
The
that's
worst
in a horse.
Thing for the outside of a Jackson is the inside of a horse.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
horses' hearts are huge. That's as big as my head.
Yeah. That's that. Yeah. Whoa, that's
and
a
what
saying.
A spleen. Christ,
Jackson.
Yeah.
Horses are big.
Yeah, I'm realizing.
Too.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have
what's
the wherewithal.
Oh, the rectum. Yeah. Okay, looks like a little deflated balloon.
Like how it's green on this diagram.
Yeah,
I just don't understand. Like, because I don't know. I don't know if I know where that horse's heart is if a horse is in front of me in 3D. You know,
I've become intensely distracted by the size of the horse's tongue, guys.
Yeah, it goes right down towards God's tongue.
It's like that's like as big as my forearm. That's horrific. Mm. Imagine the horse's mouth open over your head and then its tongue
giving me a smooch.
Licking you up.
No. Yeah, I don't like this Dracula horse.
Yeah, that's no good. All right. Well, might I propose to you, gentlemen?
Yes.
The fictional character who I think who definitely doesn't have a horse, but does need a horse,
uh-huh.
is none other than Lightning McQueen, race car extraordinaire, because it would be the only organic being in all of cars, and it would be a medical marvel. It'd be like finding an alive car in our world, you know?
So you think that Lightning McQueen would benefit from that? Why?
Because he could be, like, he could open a freak show, and he could only have one exhibit, the horse.
You've gone to this a lot. Yeah. Last time we spoke about Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Okay. So just a quick question of like, how fast is Lightning McQueen in terms of horsepower?
Great question.
750.
Well, I didn't get Lightning McQueen a horse so that he could ride it.
I know. It's just that he has to
Lightning
go...
McQueen has no legs.
Yes, I understand that, but he has to go so slow.
All he's going to do is going to tie a rope around his tailbone
Jackson.
Pipe.
Yeah, you don't need legs to ride a horse. You need an ass.
Lightning McQueen also doesn't have an ass. Google Lightning McQueen ass.
Okay.
If Lightning McQueen has an ass, you're right. Okay.
How fast is Lightning McQueen's ass?
Ka-chow. He would find more fulfillment by touring his horse around and being like, observe a thing that bleeds, than he would racing ever in his life.
Surely, because, like, at this point, the horse is riding Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
Like, you'd want the horse to get in there, but he's got, like, a top.
Lightning McQueen does.
Yeah, well, surely later would be ideal. He's got, like, a tray.
Lightning McQueen doesn't get the horse in him. Lightning McQueen buddies up with a guy who is a horse carriage.
But the best thing for the outside of a Lightning McQueen
is the inside of a horse. There are trucks that are hollow in cars.
That's true.
Just put the horse in one of them.
But...
Oh, wait, what will the horse eat? Is there grass? Yeah, no, we're good. We're fine.
My issue is that... Lightning McQueen, 750 horsepower.
Yeah.
A horse, 1 horsepower.
Yes. Lightning I think McQueen... a horse is actually 4 horsepower.
What? How many horsepower is a horse?
Yeah, I think it's actually 4 horsepower from memory. But yes, your point stands. Lightning McQueen ties a rope around his tailpipe, tie a rope around the horse's neck, drive.
What?
Oh, my God. A horse is capable of a maximum of 14.9 horsepower.
That doesn't make any sense.
Horses are powerful. More powerful than horses.
Maybe a horse needs a horse. Double the horsepower.
That's nearly 30 horsepower. Wow. Okay. But don't you think that it would be a medical marvel within the Cars universe? It's sad because the horse will die and that'll be the only horse that ever lived.
And died
in Cars. And then I guess they can keep the bones and they'll be the only bones they've ever found. Do you think right now if I found Lightning McQueen or if a horse found Lightning McQueen?
Yeah.
And then that...
I'm happy to substitute you for the horse.
Okay.
So, okay, Jackson, you found Lightning McQueen.
Check it out. It's an alive car.
First of all...
Yes.
Do you pay enough attention on the street that you could walk past a car that had eyes and not notice? Absolutely.
I think that the thing is that Lightning McQueen would be so panicked by all of the dead cars around him that I would hear his quiet weeping. And I would be like, what's got you upset, little alive car? Then after trying to get inside him for a bit, I'd tie a big rope around him and be like, I got to show you off.
Yes. Yeah. Okay,
and
he is 750 horsepower.
You how are, many how horsepower is a man?
How many horsepower is Jackson? -1 horse. Okay. It's going to be more than one horsepower.
No, it takes 10 strong men to do the work of one horse.
Man, horse math is confusing.
10 strong men.
10 what quantify? 10 strong men equal one horse, which equals 14 horses.
Yeah, a healthy human can produce about 1.2 HP.
So a human...
Briefly, and sustain about 0.1 HP indefinitely.
So a human is better than a horse, but a horse is as good as 14 horses.
Yes.
That's what we're learning here today.
Yeah. Trained athletes McQueen. Can manage up to 2.5 horsepower.
Okay.
Briefly. Yeah.
Briefly, and maintain 0.3 horsepower. Man, horse math is crazy. And
it's
a horse,
truly fascinating.
15 horses.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's like...
One man is equal to one horsepower.
Yes.
One horse is equal to 15 horsepower, and a Lightning McQueen is 750 horsepower.
Yeah.
Which means that this is the part I was trying to figure out when I was making the face. About 300 athletes equal one Lightning McQueen.
Yes. If you're doing your horse math right, that is the conclusion. I don't know what this teaches us.
Well, no, it takes us back to where you were, which is Jackson Bailey found a car, ties a rope around it.
Yeah.
I knew 300 athletes.
No, but I can talk
Jackson
to Lightning
Bailey
McQueen.
Jackson Bailey gets dragged behind a car.
Human car found with human hands attached to rope.
Man found dead.
Man found
full
dead.
Stop.
Remember, police looking for hit and run driver.
Cow Realm Boy returns only to die at hands of car.
Hands of car.
Fuck, imagine I'm like, guys, check it out. There's, I found an alive car. And then Lightning McQueen, like, you know, because he could kind of move, getting up on his back wheels and just slamming me with his tires, braining me and killing me.
Last words where you should have stayed in the cow realm.
I miss cow realm.
Yeah, I think Lightning McQueen wouldn't do well with a horse.
You don't think that Lightning McQueen...
It just seems, A, if he wants a pet,
there's
better pets for Lightning McQueen. He can't really travel with it. Mm. And as a freak show, Lightning McQueen has never once shown any affinity to wanting to own or run some kind of freak show
or
circus.
No scene in Cars where he's like, man, I wish I ran a freak show instead of this. I don't know why this is his voice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty close. Oh, that's
man.
Close.
I wish I was in some kind of race car.
Oh, boy.
What's Lightning McQueen's catchphrase? Wookasha or something?
Wookasha.
Wookasha. No, it's Kachow. Ow, you fool. Ka-chow. Ka-check out my horse.
Well, he just named his horse Ka-chow or Wookasha or whatever.
Is there anyone in the Cars universe that has been, like, would known
Are there
to
any
maybe
natural showmen within the Cars universe? I just would like to put something organic and real in a world full of alive cars. I think that's what really appeals to me
so
about
organic
this situation.
And real. Jackson, when you did a horse check earlier on and you were like, can a horse live? Is there grass? You said yes.
Yeah.
That is organic.
Well, yeah, but it's like a being and they're all cars. Every animal in the Cars world is a car. They have horses.
So would Lightning McQueen's horse just be a car?
No, it would be a real horse.
Kind of like how when they go with the tractors and the cows or whatever, they're also mechanical and kind of car-like.
Kind of like how Dracula's horse was a Dracula and how Iron Man's horse was an Iron
Horse.
Well,
now Lightning McQueen just owns a horse. Yeah. And it's not abnormal or weird. It's just
Lightning McQueen retired to be a rancher.
It's just a problem he has
I mean,
now.
I guess he's got like, where do you end up, when do you like crash and all that kind of jazz? What do you break down? What was that area? Because like that area was like somewhat barren. You could easily have a ranch
Oh,
there.
You mean... Radiator Springs.
Yeah.
Well, they already have a ranch there. I'm just describing Cars, but Lightning McQueen owns one of the horses.
Yeah, so instead of him being like, oh yes, I gotta get my pet back and be a race car again, I'm gonna retire. I've broken down here for a reason.
Yeah, maybe I'll just look after
maybe
this
I'll
horse.
Look after horse. Look, everything happens for a reason, and that reason right now is for me to own a horse.
It's kind of cool if we apply the same logic we've been applying to all the other ones, and then instead of racing himself, Lightning McQueen just puts a horse on the racetrack, because that's like a 100-meter sprint, but one of them's a horse. That's pretty appealing.
That's good.
Yeah.
But then, like, how much faster is a car horse versus a car?
Can you look up a car horse?
How many horsepower?
How many horsepower is a car, and how many horsepower is a car horse? That's what we've got to figure out today.
Okay. How many horsepower is a car horse?
Okay. Well, we found how many horsepower is a car. That's not what we're looking
is
for.
Is a
no, here's what you're going to have to do, Sam. You're going to have to go Cars, the Pixar, horse... to see if there's a car horse. Then we find out what kind of car the horse is. Then we find out what horsepower the car is.
Oh, wait, no, no, no. I think the answer is actually what you just searched.
Mm-hmm. How many horses in your propulsion?
Well,
I like 40.
Well, okay, so 746 watts is normal horsepower, but mechanical horsepower is 735.5 watts.
So he's faster than Lightning McQueen, this horse. Just like a horse is faster than a man. And it would win the race cup or whatever doing.
If a man is equal to 0.
Yeah, we can do this.
What is a man if not a horse?
No, 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 because you got to think the standard, right?
We can nut out this horse math together.
No. Okay, so the standard horse, like the standard power of a man.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Where was it? No, come back. All right, so it's 1.2, right? But an athlete is 2.5.
Okay.
So that is the standard. Like you got to think of right now in our world, the peak human is
2.5,
right?
Okay.
So in the Cars universe, what is Lightning McQueen? But
he's a peak car.
He's a peak car. He's an athlete, so therefore he's standard. So even though he's 750 horsepower, he is 2.5.
Horsepower.
Like equivalent.
In car horsepower.
No,
he would still be 700 horsepower.
750.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Yes, he'd still be 750.
If you look up Mater's horsepower, it's probably like 7.
That's my point. He'd still be like 750, but that is the app. Like, that is the. Like,
that is the 2.5 horsepower of the car's universe.
Yes.
So, but a horse is faster than an athlete. So then in the car's universe,
A car horse is
so much
faster
than Lightning McQueen, therefore very fast.
And therefore, because of Airbud rules, if he put the horse in to the cup, the horse would win. Lightning McQueen wouldn't. The horse would receive the medal.
Yes.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Cars 3, like that means the horse crashes. Horse has to get put there.
Sad.
But like in our universe, when there is like, you know, like the Melbourne Cup or something like that, where the horse wins, who gets the prize money? Not the horse.
The jockey.
No, the owner.
The trainer, yeah.
Well, what's the jockey get? $100?
Yeah, $20. Thanks for being cruel.
Thanks for doing it. There you go.
So Lightning McQueen, as the owner of the horse, makes all of his money off the cup.
Yeah.
And then he retires.
Yes.
So Lightning McQueen needed a horse. I've come out on top. Inexplicably. I'll take it. That's what a win. This is so rare.
We talked you into a win by mocking you. That's annoying.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Get yourself a horse.
Imagine your life now, but with a horse.
Imagine your life, but horse. Oh, feels good to win.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.